Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan podcast of 9th of January 2020. Effects of a telehealth educational intervention on medication adherence in rheumatoid arthritis patients. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Telehealth is an attractive alternative to having patients visit hospital from home or having busy health professionals visit home from hospital. It offers economies of scale, the technologies involved are always improving, and more people have access to these technologies. It is especially attractive in managing long-term conditions, as these require regular maintenance, but not usually direct intervention by health professionals. But does it work? A recent study from China by Song et al. Titled "A Randomized Controlled Trial of the Effects of Telehealth Educational Intervention on Medication Adherence and Disease Activity in Rheumatoid Arthritis Patients," and published in JAN, aimed to examine the effects of a tailored telehealth educational intervention on medication adherence and disease activity in discharged patients with rheumatoid arthritis. The study involved nearly 100 patients, and the intervention group received 4 educational sessions delivered through a telephone across a 12-week intervention, and the control group received instructions on discharge. The patients were followed up at 12 and 24 weeks after the intervention, and the intervention group had significantly higher medication adherence compared with the control group. There was no effect on disease activity. The authors concluded, "The study demonstrated that the tailored telehealth educational intervention by nurses could improve medication adherence. Based on our results, further studies should explore the long-term effects of patient education on medication adherence and disease activity."
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Do, do, do.